I got the bills. I got the stills. Okay. Hey, everybody. Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. What's going on, huh? All right. Let's talk about this. We're going to boost this volume up here just a little bit because my voice is going to be pretty distant. All right. So it's Friday. All right. Trying to sound very excited. As you can tell, seasonal allergies are starting to kick in, and I have a bit of a cold, and it's definitely a cold. It's not allergies, and it's just not fair, okay? However, it's Friday, and the moon's in Virgo all day long, so let's think about this. It's a great day for work, but this is a very transformational day. We've got four big aspects today, and they involve Mars, Venus, and the Sun, okay? Now, Venus in Aries has this energy where she needs to be forging ahead, okay? This is a strange energy for Venus. She's not very comfortable with this. She's kind of forward about it. There's some interesting things that will be coming out of this period right now. And we have to really look at that as, this female energy is energized, okay? It's driven. And it's going to be even more driven because we have a Venus that's in a relationship with Mercury as well. So Mercury is always trying to impress Venus, right? And Mercury's like, hey, Venus, we're neighbors, right? We're right. We're neighbors. I can do things. But we all know that Venus is infatuated with Mars. Mercury is a little bit too... Mercury rules the two immutable signs. So Venus is a fixed and a cardinal. So, Venus is like Mercury, you're kind of easygoing. Whereas Mars rules the same kind of signs that Venus does. There's a fixed and there's a cardinal. And, even though Mars has to share that with Pluto, and let's not count Pluto out of this because Pluto is still kind of in our mix just a little bit, hanging out there, sextile Neptune. That means he's going to have a relationship with Mars very, very soon. And actually, Pluto is square the Sun, if you really want to look at it. So this throws that little tech blob or what are we looking at? If we have a challenging aspect from something that wants social justice, are we getting that justice? Are we getting that kind of power to the people? Is that returning to the people? Oh, heck no. The main body of what's there wants to try to preserve that which it already has. And when it enters Taurus is a very conservative sign. So we have a situation there with the Sun. Now, the Sun entering Taurus, it enters Taurus at 10 o'clock today here on the East Coast of the United States of America. This is pretty significant. This is a different energy, okay? This slows things down to where it was at with Mercury retrograde when the Sun was in Aries. And with the ruler of Aries in Saturn, this acted almost like that break, that slowing down, we know we got to go somewhere. That eclipse was fantastic. We're lighter. We're energized. Yet, we haven't gotten anywhere yet because Mars and Saturn were just hanging everything back. So then we started looking at bigger picture things. We're looking at adding more to our knowledge. We're looking at doing more things that expand our spirituality, perhaps, doing some meditation, doing some maybe light yoga. Who knows what you're doing? Tai Chi, Qigong, whatever it is. We are entering a new phase of this whole thing, but it seems like the old phase, right? Except we have Mars in a sextile with both Saturn and Uranus today. Now, sextiles are those helpful things that's like, hey, we're up here, you're back there, we're going to, can you do this for us? What kind of insight do you have for us to move forward? And Mars has a lot of insight, and as he breaks free from Saturn, he's going to pick up on Neptune's vibe. Now, how many times have we seen Neptune creep into these charts right about this time of year, and all of a sudden, things can start taking off, right? We get more creative. We get a bit more oomph into it. It was shielded this year because we had a lot of stuff going on with Pluto making lots of noise and Neptune, you know, causing lots of things, and Mars and Neptune causing, you know, ships to possibly hit bridges. Who knows? We have volcanoes erupting all over the place. We've got, you know, earthquakes in New York City. What could possibly be next? Well, what you can expect is you can expect your own ideas and your own actions to take off in a similar manner. Now, not that you're going to hit a bridge or erupt or anything like that, but you could figuratively, right? That would be a good thing to do. Now, one last thing that I want to bring up about this moon is that she's very much near Black Moon Lilith. And this is going to give us that fiercely independent streak. That thing that we've been missing, perhaps, with Mars being subdued and Venus in Pisces just going, oh, this is lovely, isn't it? Now Venus is in Mars, and she can see pretty much what that Black Moon Lilith is driving for. Women have to be empowered, and if this is going to really empower women as they move forward, females in general. And let's just say it's going to empower female energy, because we all possess some of that, right? We have both have that duality within us, and we have that ability to nurture. We also carry, males carry that chromosome, right? We share it with the females. They don't share the why, but perhaps that's because of how. I don't know. So let's just leave that at that. We've got some powerful energy working towards us. You can go, okay? Now, the most important day of the week is here. This is Friday, okay? And not because we're leaving work. Mercury and Venus are conjunct at 4:59 in the morning, and the Sun enters Taurus at 10 a.m. Mars is working with both Jupiter and Uranus. Now, the creative plan comes together. You get what you want, okay? Today's keyword is new blooms, and the color is white flowers with green leaves. The applause is in the past, and now new ideas are filling our heads. Time to fill the pages, canvases, screens, and airwaves. Reset what you think is possible. The last few days, hey, you know, that's just, we're steady, right? It's merely a taste. Now it's going to start building. And the energy in the air is electric. Did you see that picture of that volcano in Indonesia with the belching red smoke in the night and the lightning above it? It was crazy. What a image. All right. That's what's happening. Okay. This is the activation of the earth signs that we've been waiting for. Okay. That's an apt metaphor for today, right? Creativity undertaken now will be your mainstay until the next eclipse. Big changes. Yeah, they're underway. All right. And we have to accept that this world is much different than what we thought. Now, here's a question for you. Have you adapted yet? Let's be honest. We've got to drop some of the unproductive stuff, and we got to really focus on what it is that we do. In 1775, Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott are captured by British troops riding from Lexington to Concord. Okay, now, Prescott escapes to warn Concord. Was it Prescott? Possibly. Don't know. All right. And that's right around here. We just had that day on Monday. That was Marathon Day. And in 1877, Ole Evinrude, a Norwegian-American industrialist inventor, he invented the outdoor marine engine. He was born in Jovik, Norway. And he died in 1934. Color is white flowers with green leaves, and the key word is new blooms. Today is an 8. Happy astro catting. I don't know where that came from, but I'll take it. Thank you.